There are different norms. In the Dati Lumi world, it's generally accepted that the Shadchan gives you her number. And in the Dati Lumi world in Israel, so what's generally accepted is that you call the girl the day after the date. Did you all hear that? The day after the date. Meaning, you date it today, you call her tomorrow. It's very, very not nice when guys leave girls hanging. They don't give them an answer. So you asked if at the end of the date you think it's great, what do you do? So I recommend you do a bunch of things. I recommend, number one, you give her that feeling. Number two, you tell her, I really enjoyed getting to know you, and I will be happy to date you again. I will call you tomorrow to hear what you think, what time is a good time to call. Notice that she will not answer you on the date. So why should you tell her? Because what happens when you walk away from the date is you start asking yourself, how did it go? Am I interested in dating him again? And when you don't know if he views you positively, so you're not sure, you don't want to get so excited about him because you're not sure if he's excited about you, so you don't want to let your emotions go. But the second you told her a positive line and you said to her, I enjoyed the date, I'd be happy to date again. So she walks home on cloud number 9. First of all, you made the girl happy, because most girls get a no after the first date. Most girls will tell you that guys are way too picky, and most guys that they've dated have told them no after the first date. After the first date, most guys say no. Why? I don't know why. Because, in fact, when you say yes, all you're saying yes to is another date. You're not saying, yes, I'll marry you. You're saying, I'm interested in another date. Are you so confident after the first date that you're not going to marry the girl? I don't know. How could you be so confident? Most of the girls I dated, I went out on a second date. After two dates, you start understanding who the person is. So if you tell her the yes at the end of the date, you've accomplished many things. You've accomplished that she will approach it more positively as she thinks about it that night. You've accomplished that she walks home happy. She feels like someone values me in this world. Most guys don't give her that feeling, unfortunately. You know how it feels to keep getting no after the first date? So you've accomplished a lot. And then you tell her, look, I'd like to call you tomorrow. What time's a good time to call? And that way you've set the stage for positive momentum in the relationship. She might tell you on the spot, look, I really have to think about it, which is a way of saying I really don't think we should go out on another date.
Right.
So for that, I would just say one more thing. I was dating my wife, and a friend of mine came to visit Israel. He's much older than me, about 15 years older than me, and he was visiting. His son had won some kind of contest, Shemitah, right? His son had won a Shemitah contest, which gave him a ticket to Israel. So the father came with him to Israel. And I met him in Mea Shearim. He was walking with his son, and he asked me how life is going. And I said, I'm dating a girl, and it seems interesting, different than the other girls I dated until now. So he says to me, really? He says, he tells me about himself. He said, I dated a bunch of girls, and they all seemed the same to me. They all seemed the same, and I wasn't interested. And then I met this girl who seemed great to me, and out of this world. And after the first date, she decided she really didn't think she wanted to go out with me on a second date. This was his wife. He says, but I knew that when you see something special, you put your eye on it and you don't let go. So I called her up, and I could sense the conversation wasn't going so great. So I said to her, listen here, I got this amazing sweater today. And it's extraordinary. I want you to see it. Is it okay if I just come pick you up? We'll go rope boating. I want you to see the sweater I got. And she didn't know how to say no. Timid girl. And the rest is history. They're married. But he said to me, he told her, I have this amazing sweater I want you to see. Went and picked her up, took her rope boating, and that's how he got into the second date. Once he got into the second date,
what
you know.
What a beautiful line that is.
Okay, right? He's a salesman. He happens to be. That's his that's his profession. A very good salesman. So you're asking, how do you lead into the second date? Well, I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm too much of a yecky. You know, he was able to make it flow. At any rate, I'm saying if you say a positive thing at the end of the date, you've accomplished a lot. You've given her a good feeling.
What about a fuka if you want to say no?
There's no reason to say that at the date. On the contrary, I recommend not doing it on the date. We'll discuss this at greater length, but if you're going to say no, some girls shed a tear when you say no, even if it's after one date. They take it personally. They didn't come to this class. And even if they came to this class and they heard the line that no one's giving you a grade, all they're saying is, do you match for me? They still feel rejection. And that's why it's recommended. You give her more respect if you do it over the phone than if you do it in person. For sure, after one date. I'm saying, why say it face to face? You say, you know, I'd like to think it over. What time tomorrow can I call you? And you call and you break up. We will discuss how, if you've dated her numerous times, it might be more respectful to depart face to face. We'll discuss the different aspects of that.